So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent you.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
.com. We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. 35 saves for Corey Crawford in last night's 4-3 overtime win over the Wild. Coach Joe Quenneville sat Crawford down not too long ago for his poor play, but he was happy with what he saw from his goalie last night.
He certainly was huge. I had to make some dangerous plays, a couple of key ones there in overtime. But nice to see him get a big win for us and broke that schneid that we had against his team, and certainly nice to break it.
Jonathan Toews with a game-winning goal and two assists. Hawks play in Winnipeg tomorrow, Edmonton on Saturday. The Bulls struggled against the Warriors with no Jimmy Butler and no Dwayne Wade last night. They wind up losing 123-92. Bulls turned the ball over seven times in the first quarter. Coach Fred Hoiberg.
Obviously, it's tough, and we made it, tough on ourselves in that first quarter by turning the ball over. It's all we talked about was, how they convert turnovers into points. They're the best in the league, scoring almost 20 per game off of turnovers. And we came out of the gate with seven in that first quarter. They jump out to a big lead.
Bulls play in Phoenix tomorrow night. In New York City last night, Knicks legend Charles Oakley arrested and escorted out of Madison Square Garden after he got into an argument with owner James Dolan and then a shoving match with security. He was later booked on three counts of assault, one count of trespassing. In golf, Jordan Spieth got into it with a bunch of professional autograph seekers after a practice round at Pebble Beach yesterday. Spieth said the adult autograph seekers put everything up on eBay, called them universally frustrating to pro golfers, and suggested that they get a job. And former Giants reliever Brian Wilson planning to make a comeback as a knuckleballer. He hasn't played in Major League Baseball since 2014. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Spiegel and Parkins broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell. And it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Thank you so very much for all the appreciation and all the great moments that we've experienced together. God bless.
A lot of thank yous today. Greg Anthony told some great Charles Oakley stories. Jeff Passan, Mark Schanowski, Rick, Jay, Shane, Julie. Tomorrow, my last day solo. We'll be at the auto show on Monday. Matt Spiegel will be back. My good friend Nick Wright will join the show tomorrow and more. Jay will get to work on that. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show, though. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's how you doing?
Doing very well. Very well, thank you.
Yeah,
I DVR the Bulls game. I watched some of it. I knew exactly where it was going, and then I recorded it. I'm like, okay, and then you see the final, and you know it went on a certain trajectory, and it.
You didn't watch that fourth quarter?
It went. No, I didn't. I didn't want to.
You didn't watch the fourth quarter?
I didn't want to.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. Nothing happened. Yeah,
and I looked at it. And I figured, okay, this is where this is headed. And I watched a little bit. And then I figured, well, maybe I'll watch it at double speed. Nah. And then I lost interest in that. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to learn anything from this.
It made my baby angry this morning because I watched the second half. Sox baseball killed your dog.
Yes.
Bulls basketball makes my baby angry.
Did you see the thing about the dog food with the euthanasia drug in it?
No.
How about that story?
Knocking off your dogs left and right.
A bunch of poisoned dogs because it turned out, and the name of the dog food, listen to this, the name of the dog food is hunk of meat or hunk of beef or something. It was a huge story, and all it is a chunk of beef in a can. It is a national story.
Dog food.
Dog food.
Sounds like fake news to me.
It's not. And apparently, they were using cows that had been euthanized, so the drug, this pentobarbital that was in the meat, it was killing.
Wheeling base.
Yes.
Avengers recalls dog food over fears it may contain euthanasia drug.
Oops.
Yeah. It's quite a mistake.
So you're wondering why Fluffy didn't wake up from her nap.
Fluffy, how you doing?
Not good.
This is worse than White Sox baseball. But
wow.
Look at this. I couldn't. And then I'm thinking, with all the regulations that are being rolled back, that's going to be our can of chili next, you know?
Yeah, right.
And we're going to get a point where it's like, can you sue over this? Nope. Sorry, your kid's dead.
It's good that they said they're voluntarily recalling some of its food. Yeah, we're good. You didn't need to be forced to take the killing machine out.
And we're only going to do it every fourth can.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Just pick it off the assembly line. Nope, not that one. No, not that one.
Well, I'll recall some of these. But the best part is it's literally just a hunk of meat in a can.
Well, wow. That's spectacular. I'm sorry I missed the story.
Come up snake eyes every once in a while.
Believe it. Fluffy!
I wonder if it's the food. Yeah. Well, I napped yesterday after the show, so I watched that game live.
Wow.
And it was, I just couldn't fall asleep, and it couldn't put me to sleep. And the Bulls, I felt bad for Zipser before he got hurt because he was guarding Durant. And then,
Denzel Valentine.
That was what I was going to say. And then it was his job.
No.
He threw the ball off the side of the backboard and then missed the rim on a layup.
He looks like the kid that gets into the pickup game and he's like, here we go.
And then just shoots it like hurriedly, like, I don't have it anymore. Right. Get away from me.
Right.
And
it just
yeah, it's a Long Came Polly. I'm telling you, he's Philip Seymour Hoffman in a Long Came Polly, just saying, make it rain.
Oh, man, that guy.
You got a couple of guys who may not be very good that you drafted in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, did you see this? Help is on the way. Carmelo.
Stop.
Help is on the way.
Why?
I mean, obviously.
Everybody's
no, I know, but why would he do that? Why would Lala allow him to do that? Yeah, if you're gonna go anywhere, go to LA, go to Cleveland.
Boston's supposedly on his list.
Chase a ring, and then
Go to a good team, but don't go anywhere. Make Phil stew in his misery.
This is what he wants to do.
I know. I read Woj.
He's got the power, you know, and he loves New York, and he loves his surroundings, and he loves where his child is growing up, and his wife is back in home city. I mean, this is. You know, I think it's bigger than basketball. You know, LeBron has said that for a long time, that his career was always bigger than basketball. He just happened to win championships along the way and be the greatest. I think this is bigger than basketball.
And we'll talk with Steve Popper of NorthJersey.com today some of what's going on there. But, man, I saw one tweet today where a New York writer said that younger members of New York sports media who didn't get to cover Steinbrenner and the Bronx Zoo era Yankees, all the Billy Martin stuff. Now, right, with Dolan and Phil and these Knicks and the Charles Oakley stuff, now they've got a taste of the dysfunction and the drama and what that's like with what's going on there.
It's funny you say that, because yesterday it was when the Phil Jackson tweet came out. I mean, that is virtually unprecedented for the executive to backstab the current player who he gave the no trade clause to. And that was the only one I could think of.
But look how many other markets it affects. Then all of a sudden, Joe Cowley talks to Jimmy Butler. And during the second half of our show yesterday, we end up talking about, was that tampering? Is it not tampering?
Right.
And then we don't even know if it's serious. I thought part
Cleveland's
of that.
Cleveland's got to weigh in on,
sure,
the war of Melo stuff.
Everybody's got to say something. It affects the entire league. It affects every other market. And you know, we were thinking that part of it might have been that Joe Cowley's editor is like, why did KC get the story about that? Why don't you do so you get something? You come on, what am I paying you for? And then he goes and they find a way to make this what it is.
Which is nothing, right?
I think it's nothing.
Right? We're in complete agreement it's nothing?
Yeah.
It was kind of almost read like leading questions from Cowley. And I mean, he writes good stuff and he gets good scoops, but it's just like, hey, so you talk to him? Would you talk to him again? And I was like,
we'll have Joe on it too.
Yeah, I'd be interested. I'd be interested in how natural that conversation was. Were you okay at laughing at the situation with Oakley?
No.
Last night?
I wasn't at all.
Really? I thought the statement was really heavy-handed.
I was bothered by how that all went down. And
the optics of that were very bad.
Agreed.
Awful on every level. And the people who were chiming in on Twitter about it, you know, some of the jokes, of course, about Free Oak and all those other things. But, you know, when did assault occur? What's considered verbal assault? What's considered an offense where you can throw a guy out of a game just because he's talking to you behind, like you're on the front row and he's in the third row? Some of the stuff that's led up to this.
Dolan went out of his way to have his thugs come over and escalate that. That's what happened.
Here's
the thing.
And to a guy that he knew would react.
And if you know the history, Charles he's got some culpability in the problems in this relationship, because I wouldn't say it's equal. I think Dolan is much more the antagonist here, but Charles Oakley is
a hothead. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy,
right,
but he's not a dude that's going to pop off just because. There's a lot of those guys. There's been a ton of those guys.
He's reasoned with it.
Covered one in Ivan Johnson when I was in Atlanta.
Ivan Johnson.
You know, dudes who, like, if you looked at them the wrong way, they were going to punch you at some point.
I mean, I think every group of friends either has that guy or no longer has that guy. It's like, man, you get an extra drink or two in him, and he's just looking to talk tough. And that's not
Charles.
Oakley.
Yeah,
and that's actually why I could laugh at it, because of the absurdity of Dolan. And I agree with you, and I said the same thing. The optics of it are obviously terrible. But Oak's reputation of being Jordan's bodyguard and being the guy who would, Tyrone Hill owes him a $54,000 debt, and he shows up and he starts pegging him with basketballs and then said, to pay me back, you now owe me $108,000 because it's late. Like, Oakley just doesn't take any junk from anybody, and he wasn't taking any junk from James Dolan.
Or his proxy army that was out there, because Dolan didn't have the guts to and still doesn't have the guts to sit in a room with him, despite numerous intermediaries trying to facilitate some kind of bread breaking and detente.
All because he's told the truth about that organization from afar, because it's not been close to it, because he hasn't been allowed to be a part of the Knicks things, and this is the 70th.
It's been home in Cleveland.
70th anniversary, and he hasn't been a part of any of the celebrations or he's an all-time Knick. You know, for a franchise that hasn't won in how many years? We're talking about almost 40 now. He's an all-time Knick. He's one of those guys that went through those battles against Jordan and with Ewing and Starks and all those teams that New York fell in love with again. and for it to go down the way it's gone down, and for him to respond the way he did after he got bailed out. The interview after he got bailed out.
With Isola?
Yeah. Where we're sitting there like, yo, I still love the Knicks. You know, I'm still, I believe Charles Oakley in this situation 100%. Because if you saw the shot that was released first on Twitter and via ESPN was one thing. You just see him putting his finger in the guy's face. But the fan cam where a couple of camera phones caught it first, where a guy is walking, well, five guys walk up to me while I'm sitting down, I know something's up.
No question.
And I'm not about to be taken advantage of sitting down. And then all of a sudden you put your hands on me. Like, for instance, it happened at the World Series with me and Jay. And we talked about it that day where a guy was angry that because we were close to a Cubs section of the fans, and I guess this guy got a call from his wife saying that the Cubs fans were very loud. I don't know if it was game one or game six. I believe it might have. Yeah, it was game six. And the guy comes up to the section. Jay has his Cubs hat on. I don't have a Cubs hat on. I'm sitting next to Jay. He starts to talk in the aisle. I'm on the aisle seat, and he's standing up, and he's like, "These effing Cub fans, they're loud. My wife just told me they're so loud they can hear it on TV. Get up, make some noise." He's talking to the Indians fans, thinking I'm an Indians fan. Behind us is a group of four. There's a family of four, two little girls, the mom, and the dad. And Jay's just, you know, Jay's got his Cub hat on. So, you know, he's directing it right towards Jay, but he's trying to speak to the audience.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, why is this dude cursing? Like, all right, I say, calm down. He's standing up. I'm sitting down. And then I stand up because I know I'm not about to take anything sitting down. You know, if it's going to happen, I'm at least have a fair shot.
No,
this guy has five security guards around him, and one touched him, and he says, "Don't touch me. You know, we could talk about this, but don't touch me." And they continue to touch him. They continue to touch him, and after a while, you're outnumbered. The best was at the end where he's getting muscled out of there, and his watch starts to come off.
Gives the watch to his boy.
Yeah, he's like, "Hold my watch. Just no matter what happens here tonight,
I'm gonna get my brains beat in to take care of the watch." Yeah.
Right. And then on the ground in the tunnel, you know, and you're surrounded by a bunch of guys and a couple of guys with badges. It was a bad look all the way around. And, you know, James Dolan's been a bad guy for a long time. It's the same man who bought, rail yard land in New York so the Giants and the Jets couldn't build on it. So they would have to stay in Jersey. Like, he's been doing bad guy things for a very long time and doesn't give a damn about anybody in that organization. Never mind a guy who, you know, brought some kind of glory, even though he didn't bring any championships.
Not to mention the Isaiah office issues and everything else that was going on.
Yeah.
He's terrible. And I don't think Oakley comes off looking bad at all. I mean, obviously, you can't hit the security, and it's in their house, and it's
his rules.
The whole
league came to his rescue. The entire league.
Exactly.
Dave Checkitz went to go bail him out.
Which was a great part of the story. Great. Yeah, that's a great part of the story. LeBron's Instagram post is a great part of the story. And people are like, why I was able to laugh at it is because everything that you said, I respect the hell out of on Oakley's side of it. So a misdemeanor assault charge where he's out immediately and he still says the same stuff about the Knicks, Dolan's the one, he has the 100% approval rating in that town. Their approval rating is about zero, and now it's going into the negatives. Like, that statement, we're saying he needs help.
Yeah,
he's never been arrested. He's not a violent person. It was just so over the top and heavy handed.
Yeah.
It's amazing what was happening to that team. And when the problem is that you're paying Phil Jackson $12 million a year to manage just this kind of situation, that you're Mr. Peacemaker, Zen Master Peacemaker. He's the guy that should be in between,
no question,
Dolan and a player, even if it's a former player. What does he do? It's one thing to say you're not building a champion, but you're talking about just a personal thing here. You're talking about the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. Pick up a phone. Use your Twitter account for something other than sniping at your best player. Where are you now? You know, where is this?
Calling Jordan to calm him down. Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Where are you now?
He was calling Michael Jordan on the phone to calm Charles Oakley down. And just the entire New York thing. He's on a $13, $14 million vacation out there just because he wanted to stick it to the Lakers. And I don't know if the legacy will be tarnished of one Phil Jackson, but this has been a bad look for not only him, but for the NBA, because it's just another guy getting a job with no prior credentials in that job, getting paid to do it and keeping it moving. I mean, not a lot of guys can get away with that, but Phil Jackson can.
And again, when you have it affecting other teams, when you're there's a star player, you're coming up on the trading deadline, and yeah, it gives us something to talk about, but it does affect and infect the league with some of this because it's New York. If that's out in the West Coast, the news schedules are different. Maybe you read something in the morning in your Twitter feed, but when you're talking Eastern Standard Time, everything hits and everybody is paying attention to this stuff, and boom, then your national games are on and they're talking about it. And it's just it's the worst place for this kind of thing to happen. It gets you talked about, but the NBA is healthy enough that they're not in a situation where they can say, well, all publicity is good publicity, because they don't need the help right now.
And just the audacity of, you gave him the no trade clause. And you know what I mean? Like, he asked for a no trade clause. You gave him one. Yeah. And now he wants to not be traded. Like, it's your own bad, man. Yeah. It's just absurd.
You traded for Derrick Rose. You threw Joakim Noah on there. I mean, you tried your damnedest to stunt the growth of Kristaps Porzingis. So now you got to live with it. Now you got to live with it. And I'm not one of these guys that believes, well, if this market isn't doing well, then the league isn't doing well. The NBA has shown you that's just a fallacy.
It's transcended the whole market issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a star league.
Look, the shoe companies know it. Yeah. That whole thing about, well, if you go to this, we'll put an escalator
The top sellers are in Cleveland and Oakland right now.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. The NBA had people thinking that Miami was a large market. Miami's a mid-market, 15, 16 market in the country, something like that?
Yeah.
People, for 4 years, people were thinking like South Beach and Miami was one of the top three or four markets in this country. So the NBA transcends cities. I mean, hell, San Antonio was a dynasty. So, yeah, I'm not one of those people, if the Lakers and the Knicks aren't good, then it doesn't feel right. Nah, it's fine. Nah. It's fine.
Speaking of the shoe companies, Steph dipping his toe in the water with Under Armour.
I'm surprised.
It's amazing.
I am surprised. Now he has said that it's a little bit of a walk back that took place last night, where he'll remain.
And by the CEO too. The CEO walked it back a little bit.
Well, he kind of had to.
Yeah,
because I believe Misty Copeland came out today and said some things. I know Cam ain't gonna say nothing. Bryce Harper is an Under Armour athlete. A couple of years ago, they made a major coup in just getting all the young talent, and the kids love their product. But I mean, you gotta don't mess with the money. That's rule number one.
I think Kerr's empowered that team for him to feel comfortable. There's no question. His voice.
If the Warriors win, they're not going to the White House.
I agree. I don't think if the Cavs win, I don't think that the NBA team will go to the White House.
I don't think the NBA. Yeah,
and then I think after the Patriots win, I'm not sure that any team's going to be invited. Like, I think that he'll invite his friends with the Patriots, and then the NBA team will say immediately that they're not doing it, and then Trump will say, well, they weren't invited anyway, and we'll just be done.
There will be more defections from the Patriots traveling group, too.
Yeah, we're at three right now, right? James White, Martellus Bennett, and
Chris Long. Dante Hightower.
So we're already over three. I missed Hightower.
McCourty. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of guys who will protest in their own way, and it's fine to me. I mean, you could be done with teams going to the White House for championships for all I care. I mean, we can get back to the national anthem before games conversation. It's one of those things that just keeps happening.
No reason to commingle it.
We think it should happen, and that's why.
Love the stuff with Jeff Passan today. We're going to be talking about that, too. The idea that baseball feels it's got to get rid of the possibility of marathon extra inning games. And initially, I was shocked by it, and then I sort of defaulted to a purist position where I'm not really comfortable, and then very quickly considered what they were saying about injury risk, about what it does to travel and sleep cycles, and having a position player pitch I think is stupid.
Right.
I know there's some people who go, oh yay, look, that's a water skiing squirrel. It's a dog on a bicycle.
Which does get a lot of views on YouTube.
But by the time
saying.
He's doing something he doesn't usually do. Oh, this is great. This is so much fun.
It's a novelty. Yeah.
I don't need it.
I don't need it either. But I don't know if they're going to legislate around it. But, innovation at rookie ball
doesn't bother me.
No, test it. Let's beta test it. Let's see what the unintended consequences are, how they handle the bunt calculus and start looking at this. Because there'll be ways to game it, and all the smart people, given enough sample size, will figure out what you are supposed to do. You know, anytime there's something gimmicky, somebody's going to figure out here is the definitive way to game this.
No question.
Remember when what was it? Like Wheel of Fortune, when everybody realized the letters that you pick at the end are R-S-T-L-N, mm-hmm. and you always take because the metrics were that's the way the English language works, a finite number of letters, and eventually like, okay, we're just going to spot you this, now you got to pick something else.
I believe it's my destiny, by the way, to win five figures on Wheel of Fortune.
Why?
I'm going to do it one day. I'm good at the game.
Really?
You'd be good at the game too.
Is it everybody?
Yeah. Do you watch?
On how you spin. Okay.
It depends on how you spin. I'm lucky. Play roulette. Do you watch? Not everybody's good at that game.
You know, I just
there are people who are. You would be great at
it. I'm a word game guy. That's what I do.
Yeah. I know. I follow you on Twitter for years. But I'm saying if you got on the game, you'd be good.
I don't know. I keep thinking I'd freeze in real time.
You wouldn't freeze.
I would mess
up. It's just a money making opportunity. You would be better than the other two people.
You gotta hang out on those lots for days though, to try to get in line.
As long as I'm not risking any money, I don't know.
Hey, speaking of risking money, you just said you play roulette.
It's one of my less favorite games, but I play them all.
I just started playing a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
How do you play? I know you don't want to give away your system or whatever.
There's no system.
And there isn't, right?
No.
All I do is pick the birthdays of people that I like and just throw the money down.
Kids' birthdays.
Yeah. No, there is absolutely no system.
Are you a 0-0 guy?
No.
Get the hell off my table.
Do you hedge?
If you are that guy, you should never be on someone's table. If you ever play 0-0, you should be punched in the face by Charles Oakley.
That's not as bad as the don't pass line guy.
Come on. You shouldn't even be in the casino. You shouldn't even be in the casino when you're doing that foolishness.
We were all betting the Falcons at the Super Bowl party, and my buddy came in and bet $20 on the Patriots, and we just wanted him to leave. you're playing the don't pass line against the Super Bowl party. It's just completely ridiculous. All right, have a good show. I'm looking forward to Cowley and feeling how that Butler story came up there. Bernstein and Goff is the score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jeremy Bates was hired to be the quarterback coach by the Jets. Connect the dots. Jay's headed to the Jets. The one thing the Jets really need is more turnover.
Sure. They need another quarterback.
They haven't had an interception in about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Kidde, worry-free smoke and CO alarms. Enough already with Tom Brady's missing jersey. Whoever has it can't possibly sell it because the minute he, she, says, buy Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey, they'll be let off in chains. Here's an idea. Maybe Roger Goodell can hire Ted Wells and pay him $5 million to track down the jersey. He won't find it, but he might issue a 200-page report about who might or might not have it and why it was stolen. Here's what does matter. The player inside the jersey produced perhaps the greatest 20 minutes of quarterback play ever seen. If the jersey doesn't end up in his house or the Pro Football Hall of Fame, who really cares? In the meantime, though, the football media, which has nothing to write about right now except mock drafts, can keep writing about it over and over again. I'm John Feinstein.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a pay increase for regional intermodal drivers in Chicago. Schneider is raising pay 5 cents per mile for regional intermodal drivers and adding load pay. With an average annual increase of $8,300, you can now make up to $83,000 per year. Plus, a limited-time $10,000 sign-on bonus and transitioning to company-owned intermodal chassis. Apply to get your pay increase and bonus as a regional intermodal driver at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
No, do this. Valentine's Day is next week. Have you still not done anything about that? Don't wait until the last minute and end up giving an ordinary expected gift. Give her a gift from Sherry's Berries. It shows her you planned ahead to find the perfect gift and is sure to get the reaction you want. All right, check it out. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you could double up the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of this deal. The code is JASONG. These berries are topped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. Surprise her at her work. Her coworkers are sure to be a little jealous, and she'll be overjoyed because she's showing off what everybody thinks about her back at home. Where you can send it through the baby, too. You can send it, you know, put a little card on there, say, we love you, you know, like I'm going to do with my lady. Like, hey, we love you, Nick. It's for me and Jace. When he didn't put it in on any at all, like, you know, you actually hit your kid up for more money down the line. But no. Right now, what you need to do is put my code in, Jason G, for Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. Hurry! Valentine's Day is just days away. There's only one way to get Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. That's right. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Jason G. Order now.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a two-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 28 to 220.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Conditions.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Where's Manning?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start in hockey and the Blackhawks. Jonathan Toews had the game winner in overtime. Corey Crawford had 35 saves. It was a 4-3 win over Minnesota. The Hawks play in Winnipeg tomorrow and Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls lost at Golden State 123-92. They played without Dwayne Wade, who was sick, and Jimmy Butler missed his third consecutive game with a heel contusion. The road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. Elsewhere in the NBA for you this evening, got a couple good ones. The Cavs play at the Thunder, with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. Major League Baseball, the Cubs acquired 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in 3 games last year for the Royals, but spent a majority of his time between AA and AAA, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. Former Giant reliever Brian Wilson is planning a comeback as a knuckleballer. He hasn't played in Major League Baseball since 2014. In golf, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Troy Merritt leads at 5-under. Jordan Spieth is 3-under through 10, and Lefty is 2-under through 11. College hoops tonight, Purdue at Indiana. Duke hosts North Carolina. Wisconsin travels to Nebraska, and Oregon plays at UCLA. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hallmark and Russell Stover at Walgreens. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is next Tuesday. Walgreens makes it easy to get in and out with everything you need. A wide selection of Hallmark cards and Russell Stover chocolates, plus fresh flowers, all in one convenient stop, all at your neighborhood Walgreens. Hey, breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Good afternoon. We're here. Here we go. Joe Cowley is going to join us at 2 o'clock on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Steve Popper of NorthJersey.com, USA Today's Sports Network, talking about all the Knicks stuff, that multi-tentacled story that exploded in another direction with a Charles Oakley mishap last night. Yeah. At 4:40, Jay Jaffe will talk about this new proposed baseball rule. He's from Sports Illustrated. We'll do It's On at 5:30. We'll have surprises along the way as well. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. That's how you reach us at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply as we broadcast live from the Score studios that are brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why Hyundai's better at the Auto Show. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. And we also have BernsteinandGoffShow.com for all your various needs in that regard as well. Our video stream is there for you. Hi, how's it going? Hey. That's at Facebook, the Score's Facebook page on Facebook Live. Also, watch 670thescore.com, the video extravaganza directed by Brian Gertz.
Clayton State hosting North Georgia. Missed the free throw. We still got a chance at the buzzer. Yes! 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 Forgive me, Lord, I counted my chickens before they hatched. We knocked down a three-pointer. It is tied. 0.6 seconds when he nailed it. People were already leaving the building. They're coming back in.
Forgive me, Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what it would sound like if Dan Bernstein were born in the South.
Forgive me, Lord, I counted my chickens before they hatched.
I didn't know that was a sin.
That's Southern Fried Dan Bernstein play-by-play guy right there. That's exactly how Dan would have called it if he was born in Lithonia.
He sounds like my first broadcast partner professionally, a guy named Brian Hall, who I think is still doing games. He's doing like NC Asheville or NC Wilmington.
And that was some Division II game where the young man got very excited because he was counting his chickens before they were hatched.
And he felt bad about it.
Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. Here's forgive me, Lord, I counted my chickens before they hatched.
The thing is, though, he's not using that metaphorically. He literally has a chicken coop next to him.
Before every sign off, he's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's gonna be a chicken.
Richard, give me your hand. I ran out of fingers on this one.
That egg's definitely gonna be a chicken. He's like holding it up to a candle. Oh, there's a chicken in there.
The beginning of Jurassic Park happens. The egg is going back and
forth.
That's
a big old chicken there. Forgive me, Lord. I counted my chickens before they hatched.
Shout out to the South, man.
You gotta love that.
Shout out to the South.
Wow. And the we, it had a little bit of everything.
Oh, you know, yeah. Ken Mee's 500 people in that gym. He came to get paid and entertain himself.
Our executive producer's Nick Shepkowski.
Poor King's just totally discombobulated offensively, and they better find some combobulation quick.
Well.
Wait, would you, that Willie Cauley-Stein dunk?
Yeah.
That's high arousal level from that's jump up off the couch. Mm-hmm. Oh boy,
that was nasty.
That was sick.
The DeAndre, and before that, the Dwight. When Dwight did it in the dunk contest, but it's really not a dunk if you do that though, right? Because he didn't grab the rim, he didn't touch the rim. It's
right.
The throw in kind of
thing,
right?
That's the Blake Griffin over Timofey Mozgov.
Yeah, you got
Mozgov.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. But no, it was awesome. It was awesome. Some terrific play last night in the NBA. I just didn't see a whole hell of a lot on my television.
Watching Hard Hawk Hockey. Statement game.
Well, I messed up. Why? I'll tell you how. Go ahead.
All right, fine. Chris Tannehill is the audio overlord.
Hey, Tennessee motorists. This is Mark Nagy. Winter is an exciting time. At TDOT, we are ready for the rain, the sleet, the hail, the ice, and yes, even the snow. We have 803 salt trucks and 138 salt bins at our disposal. And we will treat Tennessee's interstates and state routes when the time comes. So get ready to watch TDOT throw down some salt this winter season. Thank you, and go TDOT.
Is that Lane Kiffin trolling? Is that what that is?
Yeah, who else but the Tennessee Department of Transportation?
Oh, God.
Why not?
Hey, Owl Nation, this is Coach Kiffin. What an exciting time.
Hey, Tennessee motorists, this is Mark Nagy. Winter is an exciting time.
They just missed on the music. They didn't quite get the sort of 80s action movie.
But if you didn't have the Lane Kiffin video or audio like we have, would you think, okay, they missed on the music? Like, you'd have to run it back to back like we just did to catch that,
right?
Wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't have otherwise caught it. But what made the Lane Kiffin thing so good,
the production quality,
is that they just pulled some like public domain music off a CD that was in some small radio station's library.
Hey, Owl Nation, this is Coach Kiffin. What an exciting time. Next week is National Signing Day. As we sign some of the best players in America, we need some of the best fans in America.
That's kind of like the music that the video I had to watch before they sent us home with the baby, with the Don't Kill Your Baby video that we had to watch. Like,
don't kill your baby.
Yeah, don't shake your baby. If your baby is choking, do this, do that, this other thing.
We didn't have to watch a movie?
Well, yeah. Yeah, we had to, because CPR. You have to, they, before they release the kid.
Oh, from NICU?
You got to learn the baby CPR with the two fingers and the 30 pushes and then the two breaths, and then you get up off of them.
I liked it.
Yeah. I liked it.
Slices of pie for don't kill your baby.
Oh, man. You know, the fact that an old NBA player getting thrown out of a game was national news last night. It was crazy to me. And watching that game live, and Danny was talking about, like, you know, did he laugh at it? And I, you know, I'm not saying what tickles Danny or what shouldn't tickle Danny, but I didn't.
I didn't like any bit of it.
Immediately when I was watching, I'm like, yo, this is bad. Because, you know, I mean, let's not act like we're not in the times that we're in now. And immediately you think of, you know, a giant black man surrounded by five white security guards. And I'm like, this isn't good, man. Like, this just the things that came rushing back to me. And I'm not equating it to that, but I'm just talking about the optics of it. Just seeing him pulled out by his arms and seeing, and when I saw the video, it's kind of like me reverting back to the stuff of, hey, man, just say yes or no, sir, and get out of there. You know what I mean? Like,
especially, and then not hours later. I mean, several hours later, an executive order is signed so a cop can pretty much make anything he doesn't like a felony.
Dude, I that entire scene was uncomfortable. And then you see the camera phone footage of him on the ground and him saying, I'm just trying to get up. I'm just trying to get up. And that, you know, that's Charles Oakley. I mean, everybody in that venue knew who he was. Everybody that was escorting him out,
that's the thing,
know who he is.
How many times would that happen at an arena to just some random person that doesn't get the immediate backing of everybody in the NBA? That's an OG.
Yeah.
That's a made guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing that to him. You're antagonizing him.
We hope he gets help too.
That's low. We hope he gets help. Now he has said a bunch of stuff, and he has admitted that there are times where he could have stopped himself from saying something, but he just hasn't because he's another one of these truth tellers. You know, you've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Guys in the league, you know, Rajon Rondo, guys in the league who are unafraid, and he has admitted that he's said some things, but he also has said he's completely open to having a sit down with James Dolan. He said they can put us in a room. He said he can have police standing outside the door if he wants, whatever he wants. Little NBA news here and not good. Jason Kidd has just told reporters Jabari Parker suffered a torn ACL and will have a 12-month rehabilitation process surgery.
Same knee, if I'm not mistaken.
Man, that's
we're going to talk about him like the what could have been, because that happening twice to the same knee. I understand he's young and he's athletic, but he's not uber athletic. So his game doesn't count on all that athleticism, but that's tough. That's hard to go through. You know, a lot of basketball on those tendons though, in earlier ages, a lot of guys running up and down in these summer leagues and playing on multiple AAU teams. I'm not saying that's why it happened, but guys are playing more basketball than they've ever played before. And as soon as it happened last night, you know, when you saw the Twitter feeds blow up and you saw the GIFs of the injury, you knew exactly what was going on there. So, yeah, they just got Chris Middleton back last night, too.
Yep.
They just got the score that they needed back. The guy was going to stretch the defense and allow Giannis and Jabari to do their things. And now the Bucks have taken another blow.
Bernstein and Goff with you until 6 on the Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors,
roommates. What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge and fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Tonight.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Give your sweetheart rich, chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company, featuring decadent flavors like maple toffee, peanut butter, and dark chocolate. These brownies are ridiculously good. Now, Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, they even beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay. Surprise and delight your Valentine with some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. Now, they're baked using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And right now, order a 12-pack of brownies for Valentine's Day and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Your gift also comes with free Valentine's gift packaging and a personalized card. But you need to order today because this offer is only good this week. Go to VermontBrownie.com, order a 12-pack of brownies, and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must...
Libra, be ready to clear up last week's errors in communications. Scorpio, use this week to learn something new or a new way of doing something. Sagittarius, take off the rose-colored glasses and face the fact that something may be off. Capricorn, balance is the key, especially when it comes to your thoughts and what others think about you. Aquarius, your love life, or lack thereof, takes an interesting turn this week. And Pisces, give yourself a break. The good things on the horizon will come. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Charles Oakley is involved in something. They need security in a big way. Security is there. Oakley now being taken off. And this is an ugly thing to see about a guy who played here for over 10 years, a terrific player. Oakley and the Knicks organization have not seen eye to eye recently. Oakley has been very critical about them.
The game stopped. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, players looking over there. Doc Rivers said that he saw it happening and he wanted to run over and he said, what the hell am I going to do? Because Doc Rivers and Charles Oakley have a relationship as well. I mean, this is one of those guys who, and he's around a lot of NBA cities still. Like, I remember running into him at the UC every once in a while when Jordan wasn't there, because, of course, he's close buddies with Michael Jordan. But it was just, you know, whenever he was in the city, he got carte blanche to the basketball game of his choice. And... outside of a few things that you've heard here and there about people who've tried to test Charles Oakley and come up short, off the basketball court. I've never really heard that he's the guy that just pulls it with anybody. And for this texter right here who texted up from the 678, says, two black security guards, Jason, but by all means, stay in your agenda-filled corner. Well, the first six men that addressed him weren't. The black officers then came in the tunnel to help take him out. What I said was the optics of it immediately and what I was thinking. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you at all. I mean, you know, everybody's got different experiences, and especially the climate that this country is right now with law enforcement and the African-American community or people of color. Immediately, I thought to myself, this, I hope this ends well. And then you see all the cameras. By the way, for the people who are texting up, he was screaming loud obscenities at James Dolan.
That's the same guy who's texting.
Yeah. All the people around Charles Oakley refute that story. The people who New York media found and talked to. Now we'll talk to Steve Popper from The Record at 3 o'clock, and maybe he's got different incidents that he's willing to report. But the people that were sitting around him said that wasn't happening.
It's the same city as Eric Garner and I Can't Breathe. You know, when you start talking about optics and something in which the NBA across the league was involved in, and that's before everything got ratcheted up sociopolitically.
Yeah, and if James Dolan, I mean, listen, he doesn't have to meet with him either. Yeah. If you don't want to meet with anybody or somebody, you don't have to. But then to have a guy escorted out because you don't like his presence behind you, I mean, you're gonna escort out probably 20,000 people in that arena. You know, to what end? If this was a normal fan, would he have been told, hey, you know, quiet down over here? And was that same courtesy relayed to one Charles Oakley? I mean, there's a lot going on here. And in the end, you're seeing a guy. You know, this is what, you know, 40 plus year old, 50, almost 50 year old man from
53,
53 year old man getting dragged out by six or seven security guards and then ending up in the tunnel,
who bought his ticket, by the way,
bought his ticket in the tunnel on his back, you know, telling the guys, can I just get up? Can you let me up? So, you know,
and then afterwards saying, I'm still a Knicks fan. I still love this team. And somebody actually pointed out that's the problem, is that there are too many people who are willing to remain Knicks fans through all this. And that's why Dolan's able to do what he's been able to do.
Yeah. I mean, there's not going to be some large protest or walkout. There was one scheduled in 2014, but then he signed Phil Jackson. And that kind of got, you know, some of the cover, the Steve Mills demotion that took place. I mean, a lot of things were asked for by Knicks fans, and he started to do little by little to get them off his ass. But now James Dolan is squarely back in the middle of the news again.
We will have Joe Cowley joining us next to talk about all that's going on with your always entertaining Bulls. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jeremy Bates was hired to be the quarterback coach by the Jets. Connect the dots. Jay's headed to the Jets. The one thing the Jets really need is more turnover.
Sure. They need another quarterback.
They haven't had an interception in about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Get one dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and standard shipping and handling included. All set, all done, 2 minutes. It's just $34.99. Go to proflowers.com, and to get this deal, use my code Bernstein. It's just my last name. You pick your flowers, you're done in minutes. You set the delivery day you want. You order now. It's delivered on Valentine's Day, and then her coworkers will be gushing over her gift. You'll know you did it right because ProFlowers always does it right, and these flowers are guaranteed to last for 7 days. Or your money back. Can't beat the price or the convenience. ProFlowers takes care of the details. So here's all you have to take care of. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. The only way to get one dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included.
all for just $34.99 is this. Go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, do that first, type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com, click the mic, type in Bernstein. Get this done, get it off your mind, get it off your list. Valentine's Day is days away, so don't wait. Order today because this deal is going to expire soon.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 28 to 220.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January.